This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And for the 5th consecutive year, the original Hooters brand here in the greater Tampa Bay area is our presenting sponsor. They have easy online ordering for those of you in the Tampa Bay area at originalhooters.com. And for those of you that are getting back out and about, have you seen Hooters' newest location in the greater Tampa Bay area? In the fast-growing area that many call Trinity. There are other names for the area. I simply know it as kind of the road to Fox Hollow Golf Club. It's 16070 State Road 54. And it's just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway. Terrific outdoor space for those of you that maybe pandemic, no pandemic, prefer to be outside. The location is very large, and that is the latest addition to the original Hooters brand family here in the greater Tampa Bay area. My thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This podcast, I simply want to talk about the new idea I have for a league, which I expect to implement this year as one of the new fantasy podcast leagues. And for those of you that are familiar with me and my leagues, you know that I have done different leagues in the past, most notably the Moneyball League, which may or may not be returning this year. I have some different ideas if there is interest to do the Moneyball League. We did it a couple of years ago. We call it the Moneyball League because it's based on the concept of the Moneyball book and the Moneyball movie, where general manager Billy Beane, portrayed, of course, in the movie by Brad Pitt, obviously has more limited resources to put together a roster than other teams in Major League Baseball. So he finds a new way to do it and finds new success that way. In my fantasy past, I had done one league. It was actually, I was dating a girl at the time, and she had a work league. And I told them, if someone drops out last minute, which we all hate if that happens, where someone, you know, bails on you day before the draft, or even worse, day of the draft, they're not coming, then how do you draft to fill that spot and find a new owner? It's a pain in the ass. And what I told her was, if that happens, you let me know. I have an idea. And they actually had it happen. She told them my idea, and they laughed at me and said, okay, that's fine. I ended up making the playoffs that year in her league, and I wasn't invited back in the league because they felt I was showing them up, when actually it was just me taking on a bigger challenge. So I turned that into a league we actually did here on the podcast called the Moneyball League, where we actually did this at the Hillsborough Avenue location with Hooters, where I gathered a group. I made it an 8-team league because it's tough enough to do. So I did it with a smaller number. And I gathered the group and I said, okay, I get the number one pick. We'll random draw for picks 2 through 8. And then I'm going to leave you guys and you draft without me after I pick number one. And then give me the draft sheet. Then I'm going to go home and I'm going to pick the rest of my roster from who you guys didn't take. And I'm going to play that way, where it forces me to build my team after the draft. Available free agents, then waivers, trades. It's kind of a nonstop process. So that's an idea, and I'll just go ahead and play that out in this particular podcast that may return this year. When we did it in 2019 for podcast purposes, by the time I got to a couple weeks left in the season, I think I outscored every other team 1 week. I finally had what I needed, but I had lost too many games in the first half of the season to make up the difference and ultimately make the playoffs. So I didn't make the playoffs. The people in the league, I know Matt was in that league, the general manager of Better Bird from now called On the Fly Food Hall over on 4th Street in St. Pete, one of my very popular caterers of golf tournaments. And Matt was in that league, and we went from there. So that's another idea for a league this year. If I have enough interest, and depending on the venues that ultimately want to host our fantasy drafts. But it was a fun one. It was based off the concept of the book and the movie. I'm a huge fan of the movie. I knew about the movie before it was ever produced because Billy Beane himself, not Brad Pitt, the actual Billy Beane, general manager of the A's, was a weekly guest on All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio. And Billy and I had a number of terrific conversations, and he was wonderful to deal with. Not everything in the movie is exact to what happened with Billy Beane and the Oakland A's. I often talk about this with someone I see at the gym regularly, a gentleman named Tim. And Tim has become a big fan of the movie Moneyball and just texted me the other night and said, how much did Billy pay the Cleveland Indians for the rights to hire, quote, Peter Brand? Which is a character name for the actual name Paul D. Podesta, who didn't want his name used in the movie, but was very appreciative of the way Jonah Hill played the character. And I said, well, that's one of the Hollywood licenses. He didn't buy Paul D. Podesta from the Indians. Paul D. Podesta knew of Billy's interest, and after receiving a promotion at the Indians, D. Podesta then resigned, and a couple months later, he joined Billy Beane as assistant to the general manager in Oakland. But anyway, there's the genesis of the Moneyball League. Let me give the email again. If you have interest, I'm not saying just in a Moneyball League, but if you have interest in playing in a fantasy podcast league with me and others who listen to the podcast for the 2021 fantasy season, email me now at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Tell me a little bit about your fantasy experience. If you don't have any, that's okay. I just want to get to know you a little bit. Tell me how long you've been following football, if you have any questions about fantasy football. But now would be a good time to email me to let me know of your interest in being in one of our fantasy podcast leagues. We will have at least two fantasy podcast leagues, if not more. And some of it depends on the venues that are available to us at certain dates and times, and how many of you want to play in leagues this year. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks again to Hooters for continuing to be the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, in the Tampa Bay area, you have easy online ordering at originalhooters.com. We'll talk to you next time.